Thank you, Matt. Call us back into session at 5:48 PM. We have completed and seated our committees. Number five is motions and notices. Have any motions and our notices, Mr. Supernov?
I wonder if we need to caucus on the items on the special session, or we talked about discussing in the committee of the whole, but there was some resistance to that. And I'm not sure if everybody's on board, understands what's going on, or if we might recess and caucus on that, or not. I don't know what's the will of the committee.
Thank you. Ms. Edwards, you have anything to contribute?
Well, I'd rather go into the committee of the whole from the standpoint that I think if we're talking about concerns we have about the way the session is going to go, the special session is going to go, if that's what we're talking about, then I see no reason for us not to voice our opinions. I will say that I asked the chief today when I spoke to him about the need to vote on certain appropriations to funds, he calls them the entitlement funds, now versus September, and he said he didn't, you know, if the Congress decided they wanted to wait till September, that he was not going to object to that. Or I guess he said, it's your prerogative.
Mr. Supernov?
Did you make a motion to go in the committee of the whole?
I will. I move to go in the committee of the whole to discuss the upcoming special session.
Do you have a second? Mr. Supernov has a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. Yes, let's have it. We are in committee as a whole. Mr. Supernov.
Well, there's been quite a bit of discussion about addressing these appropriations in a special session. A lot of people prefer to wait until regular session. Now, I have agreed to sponsor one bill, and that is the resolution to put land in trust. I think that we have universal support on that, and it's not controversial, but the others, I'm wondering what the will of the body is as far as even spending sponsoring these.
Mr. Shaw.
But one of the reasons we try to do, is my understanding from now in my junior year of congressional activities, is that if the Congress sits down with all the annual appropriation bills at one time with the given projected revenue, it allows a comprehensive review of spending. When you move it 2 months in advance, unless the funds are in dire jeopardy of going to a zero balance or into the red somehow, I fail to see the benefit of processing those annual appropriation bills 2 months early, less than 2 months early. I realize it's going to be revenue out of a projected revenue, not what's unencumbered in the Treasury now, but I think you get a larger, more comprehensive picture when you're able to compare the spending for those bills with your other spending obligations. And so I've never been in favor of trying to do those annual appropriations in the middle of the year or before the CISO session. So, you know, I guess what could happen is that no one might sponsor some or all of those appropriation bills, and then it does not allow us or put us in the position of having to bolt them down. That's one approach, and there are some people may have been lobbied to sponsor those bills, but the two big ones are the scholarship bill and the health benefit bill, and I just can't see fully considering with committee meetings and so forth, you know, $15 or $16 million worth of appropriations in July. I think that should be deferred till September.
Good, thank you. Ms. Whitemore.
And I agree with that approach too, because The budgets will come over on the 15th, and by the 18th, there's no way that we are going to be able to have a comprehensive review of what's contained within the general operating funds for the divisions and rightly divide what's being requested for the fund budgets for the scholarship, burial assistance, and health benefits. So I'm in agreement with what Congressman Shaw said.
Ms. Edwards?
The Congress in May did not change the scholarship amount from the previous academic school year to this school year, so we know how much the amounts are, and we know how much money we have in the bank, so it really doesn't make any difference. We don't have enough money for the whole school year anyway, but we've made our commitment, so we just need in fall to supplement the fund to make it through the school year now that we are appropriating in fall. Or appropriate for another year so that you can make it without having a piecemeal. So my point is, it's not really making any difference at this point whether you appropriate money in July or September.
Mr. Shaw?
Now, I've heard it said by my colleague that if we don't get ahead of this scholarship funding, that we're going to wind up being faced with a request for a $9 million appropriation. I know that she is the most bitter opponent of piecemealing, but I think if we're able to retain unencumbered revenue in the Treasury, we'll be able to appropriate those amounts of money, as long as we don't try to go into the next fiscal year with only $250,000 of unencumbered funds in the Treasury. Right now, we've got about $2.25 million. That's my last report. And then we still don't know the carryover amount from FY15. I spoke to the Treasurer today, and the Comptroller was standing next to him, and they still don't have that amount, even though the audit was apparently submitted June 1st. So, while we may not be using those funds for those annual appropriations, my point is, I'm looking that we're going to go into the next fiscal year, or at least into the September budgeting session, with perhaps as much as $4 million of unencumbered funds in the Treasury, which I think is a trend in the right direction, because this Congress made a decision, as the will of Congress, earlier in the spring, in April, to retain those monies until September. And so I'd like us to try to stick to that. There was a supplemental appropriation request also on the call. I haven't looked at that yet because I guess the bill hasn't been filed. So we don't know how much that's for, but I still think that we should do our work with all the numbers in place to know what we have instead of a projection from FY15 as part of our. So the projected revenue is still out of no number for next year.
Ms. Edwards.
I agree with what you're saying, and what really concerns me is that there is an annual appropriation for one department or one division, and that would really piecemeal it. So it seems to me that maybe if we come to a consensus, we should ask the Speaker to ask the Chief to withdraw some of those items, promising that we will deal with them right off the bat in September, and do the land into trust, the things that really need to be done. But to me, the appropriations, particularly the, you know, a supplemental appropriation, we can work on that in September. The appropriation to one division, to me, has to be done in September. Otherwise, we get like we were last year, where we said in September, and all of a sudden we're told, by the way, in July, you committed another $1.5 million or whatever it was, remember that, dollars, and we went, we did. So I don't want to do that again.
Mr. Walker.
Well, if that ends up being the case in the way that we go, and that's considering everything in September, I don't want it to be stated at that time that we all agreed, being now, to get those bills off the table right off the bat. Because what I heard Congressman Shaw say was we would consider them in total with the rest of the appropriations, and I hope that's how we handle it. And that's the way I see this direction headed.
Okay.
Pratt? Do you have your hand up? Mr. Supernaw?
Well, I'm in favor of waiting, and I concur with most of what you said here, but I, since the assistant chief can't speak in the committee of the whole, I don't want to overlook something. Is there, do you have any really practical reason to address those bills now rather than to wait until the special session? Can I ask that?
Assistant chief.
Thank you. I believe that the rationale that the chief used in placing these on a special session is the same one that he has used in the past, and that is we make sure that those benefits are off the table, taken care of, and move on. I will confirm Congresswoman Edwards' account because I did speak with the assistant, with the chief, before coming over today. And he did indicate, and I'll be careful about how I say this, that if Congress wished to put that off until and think about it all at once, that he would not object. I think there probably should be some writing, something in writing between the speaker and the chief on that account so that we're totally clear. It seems the situation seems to be a little bit fluid. Somebody, get exactly who, I think it was Congressman Shaw, mentioned that there was a supplemental appropriation bill. It's the one I'm thinking of, I would be careful to clarify this, qualified, I'm sorry. It is a no match, no contribution federal grant appropriation. So my, if I'm thinking right about this, that it's all federal dollars and it's a new grant money. Historical Preservation Department. I'm thinking about it right. So, Congressman Supernaw, does that cover? I'm just trying to fill out the corners a little bit here in the conversation to hopefully assist the Congress on this dialogue.
I just want, I'm going to leave here with consensus. Everybody understands that. The Congress as a whole apparently agrees that no one should sponsor any of those. Because if you do, they have to vote them either up or down. And if we don't sponsor them, we don't even have to address them. I hope everybody understands that and agrees that that's the will of the Congress at this time.
Any other dialogue, comments?
Motion to go out of committee of the whole.
Second.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. We are now out of committee as a whole. Still in motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move the speaker request the chief amend the second special session call to delete any tribally funded appropriation items.
Second.
Want to have a second? Discussion? Mr. Walker and then Mr. Shaw.
Are you talking about for FY17 or for any period?
Anything that's on the, what else is on? I heard him say that that was a federal budget, so that wouldn't be included, and land into trust is not.
Mr. Walker?
We could do that. I think just more in line with the discussion we had. I think the discussion was talking about appropriations for 2017 or FY17. So, I mean, there could be something that come up, surface between now and then. I would hate to paint herself in a corner unnecessarily. So I make a motion to amend the motion to be for FY 2017 funds.
Do I hear a second? Now, it's for lack of a second. Mr. Shaw and then Ms. Whitehorn.
I heard a request that the communication that's black and white and objective be sent forth that would represent the will of the Congress, and I think that's what my colleague is trying to do with this motion, so I support it. This motion to communicate to the chief.
Okay, thank you.
I think this accomplishes that.
Still in discussion, Ms. Whitehorn.
Well, I was just going to clarify some question that Congressman Walker had. I have. I believe on this proclamation there are four just pure pieces of legislation and six appropriation bills, three of which are for FY17 funds, to my knowledge. So I'm curious to know the other four of the appropriation bills. Are those, if the assistant chief can recall, are those FY16 supplemental appropriations? I don't have the pleasure of having the proclamation before
assistant
me.
Assistant chief?
I can only speak to one, and that is the education bill. And I can tell you that the rationale used in placing on call was that we hired teachers in August for that fall semester and during the fiscal year. And that was the rationale for placing that there. I want to be really careful about what else I say about other appropriation bills. We had a brief meeting on it today. And I would not claim to have intimate knowledge of every one of those bills and whether they have any FY16 appropriations.
Thank you.
Ms. Whitehorn.
I support the motion.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I have a repeat of the motion.
Motion is to request the speaker, request the chief to amend the second special session call to delete any tribally funded appropriations items.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Yes.
No.
I have to have a no. Mr. Walker, reported a no. Motion passes. Michelle, get that done immediately.
I feel good. Well, that right back where we left off.
Any other motions and or notices?
That's funny.
Hearing none, chair to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Those in favor signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are adjourned.
I don't know.